I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words shall abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. John chapter 15 verse 1-9. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus speaks plainly. Life, fruitfulness, and answered prayer flow only from abiding in him. To be in Christ is not a passive position. It is a living, ongoing union, marked by dependence, obedience, and love. The branch has no life apart from the vine, and neither does the believer apart from Christ. Fruit is not optional. It is the proof of true discipleship and the means by which the Father is glorified. Yet, there is also a sober warning. Branches that do not abide, that do not bear fruit, are taken away, withered, and ultimately burned. The consequence of disconnection is not just spiritual dryness, it is judgment. This is not mere imagery. It is eternal truth spoken by the Lord himself. But for those who remain in Christ, those who let his words live in them, the promise is staggering: fruitfulness, fellowship, divine love, and answered prayer. The call is clear and urgent: abide in Christ. Remain in his love. Let his word remain in you. For apart from him, you can do nothing. But in him, you will bear much fruit, to the glory of the Father, and prove to be his disciple.